Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Are we ready there, Tina?
I think I hear feedback.
Go ahead.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this public hearing. Re-land use bylaw to add Boulangerie La Vendaine Bakery. I would like to call this public hearing to order. This is a public hearing at which Municipal Council will receive both written and verbal presentations from citizens in attendance concerning a proposed amendment to the Blockhouse Land Use Bylaw. At this time, I will note the councillors who are absent, and that would be Councillor Staton. The purpose of this public hearing is for Council to receive public comments concerning a proposed amendments to the Blockhouse Land Use Bylaw. The proposed amendments involves adding the Boulangerie La Vendaine Bakery property to Schedule B, list of uses permitted to expand by site plan, which would permit bakery or food-related expansions through the site plan approval process. The public hearing agenda is as follows: a staff presentation on the proposed amendment, written and verbal presentations from the public, a review of next steps in the process, and declaring the public hearing closed. Persons who wish to speak at the public hearing are asked to note the following: state your name and address, direct all statements to the chairperson, try to limit presentations to 10 minutes. Speakers may address council twice, but before addressing municipal council for the second time, speakers will be requested to wait until others have had the opportunity to speak. I would now ask staff to make a brief presentation on the amendment. And we have our Director of Planning, Jeff Merrill, and our Planner 1, Elizabeth Carr, with us.
Can you switch to the podium?
Okay. All right. Hello, everyone. Today I'm going to be providing the details of the process related to the Boulangerie La Vendaine Bakery's land use bylaw amendment application. So just as a presentation overview, I'll start with a site overview and outline the proposed amendment to the Blockhouse Land Use Bylaw and the proposed addition that the bakery has applied for alongside the amendment. Then I'll outline some of the discussion that took place at the various public meetings that were held as part of the amendment process, and I'll conclude with staff recommendations for Council to consider if it chooses to move forward with second reading. So the business name is Boulangerie La Vendaine Bakery, and it is located at 500 Highway 325 in Blockhouse. The applicant's name is Mr. David Unterweger. The bakery is located in the Blockhouse plan area, and it's also located within the rural zone. The bakery commenced operations in December of 2017, and the reason for the amendment application is to accommodate future food-related additions to the property, such as the proposed ice cream shack that the bakery has applied for. So, as I mentioned, Boulangerie La Vendaine Bakery has applied to be added to Schedule B of the Blockhouse Land Use Bylaw, which is a list of businesses permitted to expand by site plan. Site plans are site-specific designs that must cover specifics of a proposed change, including the location or scale of the change, as well as details such as setbacks and the location of septic systems, among other things. And they are usually approved by the development officer. So unlike development agreements, which must be approved by council, such as what the bakery already has with the municipality, site plans can be approved by the development officer, which is a much shorter process for the applicant. The bakery has also submitted a proposal for the addition of a 12-foot by 16-foot ice cream shack, and I'm just going to show a quick sketch of what where the proposed shack is going to be located on the property. So this is just an aerial image showing the bakery and the fire hall next door. So the shack is proposed to be located at the bottom of the screen there, right beside the existing sign. And just a reminder that if the land use bylaw amendment is approved, the site plan approval process will still have to take place to permit the construction of the ice cream shack. So I'm just going to jump into a discussion. As part of the amendment process, staff has held three public meetings on this matter, including a public information session, area advisory committee meeting, and planning advisory committee meeting. At each meeting, an overview of the proposed amendment and addition was provided, and a discussion was had among attendees. One issue that arose during the Blockhouse Area Advisory Committee revolved around on-site service connections, but as of March 1st, staff has received the proper approvals and has removed that requirement from council's motion. The main concern for members of the public surrounded parking and preventing bakery patrons from parking at the neighboring Blockhouse Fire Hall, as this has been a continuous issue in the past few years. The applicant stated that the bakery staff does make an effort to discourage their customers from parking at the fire hall, and there were discussions at some of the meetings about potential solutions that could help the bakery expand its parking capacity. Parking will also have to be addressed through the site plan approval process before the proposed ice cream shack can be constructed. The last meeting that took place for this matter was on March 14th, where Council accepted the recommendation of the Planning Advisory Committee meeting, conducted first reading, and directed staff to hold this public hearing. There were two other considerations that arose during the amendment process. The first was, can the site plan approval process satisfy all aspects of the existing development agreement? And from a review of the site plan criteria that is outlined in the Blockhouse Land Use Bylaw, it was determined that the site plan criteria could cover the uses and other property requirements listed in the existing development agreement. The second consideration was, are municipal policies satisfied by the amendment and proposed addition? Relevant municipal policy was also reviewed to determine if it would be satisfied by the proposed amendment. Staff looked at Section 8 of the Blockhouse Land Use Bylaw, which is about implementation of new development agreements or amendments, and it was determined that the proposed amendment and addition conforms to the intent of the Blockhouse Secondary Planning Strategy and is not inappropriate for the area, and that all other planning matters, such as the questions raised from all the public information sessions and meetings, have or will be addressed. So I'm going to finish off with staff recommendations. The first is that Council conducts a reading of the proposed amendment to the Blockhouse Land Use Bylaw to add the Boulangerie Le Vendee property to Schedule B, list of uses permitted to expand by site plan approval. And the second is that Council discharge the existing development agreement with Boulangerie Le Vendee Incorporee upon the amendment becoming effective.
At this time, I would ask our staff if there were any written submissions received by the municipality from the public on this amendment.
There were not.
And we do not have any members of the public here, so I don't assume I have to ask three times. Do I? No. Municipal Council may make a decision at the Council meeting after the close of the public hearing. Once Council has approved the documents, an approval notice is inserted into the local paper advising of the adoption of the amendment. After a 14-day appeal period has lapsed and no appeals have been served, the amendment becomes effective. I now declare this public hearing closed.